Paul, first of all, how are you feeling after last night? Great to see Rotherham will be staying in the Championship.
Yeah, totally elated. What a fantastic feeling. Even though, you have to feel for like Wigan and Millwall fans, because any one of the three of us could have gone. And it's just a wonderful relief. We deserve to stay up, though, because we have played very well all season. We've had a lot of unlucky results, shall we say, right through the season. And almost every manager of the teams that we've played against this season have said that we're a great side and we're unlucky to lose or whatever.
You've been a fan of Rotherham for so many years. Just in your opinion, how great a squad is this and how great an achievement is it to be staying in the Championship?
Well, I think it's an excellent squad. It really is. And I think we can do a lot better next season. It's a bit like Marmite, is Steve Evans. He's a great guy. When you know him, when you meet him, he's a really great guy. Everybody will tell you so. But no matter what you think of him, you know, he's a great manager. His first full season with us, he brought us up from League Two into One. Second season, he took us into the Championship. And then he's kept us in there. He brought Crawley up from the Long League into the league. He brought Boston United up. You know, he's just a great manager. He really is. He manages his players well.
Just describe the moment, because I know you weren't at the game, you were acting. Just what happened when you found out that Rotherham were staying up?
Well, we were following it every minute on the Twitter feed, on the game, because we weren't actually on stage, but we had to be over in Lincoln, as we were working a nightclub last night. So we had to be over there, so we couldn't get to the match, but we were just following it on Twitter. When it got to the second half and we got the first goal, that Derbyshire banged one in, and you know, 6-7 minutes later, the second goal, we thought, oh yes, that's it. Wonderful feeling, wonderful.
I know Steve Evans has said that he's threatening to wear a sombrero and some shorts at Elland Road. Do you think he should?
Well, he might as well, mightn't he? He's got nothing. He's ready for his holidays now, I think. I think he should do, because it doesn't matter what happens on Saturday. I mean, we hope it's a good game, but we're all safe now. We don't need the points. But obviously the travelling fans and everybody wants to see us win if possible again.
And just how relieved are you that you're in a position where you're safe now? You're not having to go to Elland Road to face Leeds United to try and get something?
That was the worry. That was the big worry. You know, early season when we're looking through the fixture list, we were all saying in the boardroom that it's going to be a bit twitchy at the end of the season. You know, if we need any points to go to Elland Road to get anything at all, would be very, very difficult. You know, but gorgeous stadium yours, but so is ours now. And I know a lot of players that play for other teams, like Danny Batt and Mikel Antonio, people like that. Mates, and they say it's a fabulous ground to play at. Is New York, the atmosphere, you know, it's only 12,000, but the atmosphere is just magic, and the pitch is like a billiard table. It's a really nice stadium. So our lads won't be fazed by going to Elland Road, but you just get so excited. You know, football sort of runs your life. It's ridiculous, really.
And in terms of next season, I know for fans, they'll be looking at this moment now and enjoying it, but just what do you think a realistic aim would be for the Millers?
Mid-table at the moment, but obviously whoever's in the Championship always have that chance of getting the playoffs or going up, you know, into the Premier League. And it'd be wonderful to have Manchester United, Liverpool, Everton, Tottenham, you know, Arsenal, all those teams down here in a year or so. But who knows? Any stranger things happen. Look, Bournemouth look like they're up now in the Premier League. 4 years ago, 5 years, 6 years ago, whatever it was, they were like us. We ducked 15 points in League Two by being into liquidation three times or something. And we both set off the season minus 15 in League Two. We both survived that season, and look, we're Bournemouth now going into the Premier League, and we're in the Championship.
And just away from that, what are you and your brother up to at the minute?
Well, we're doing also. We're touring with Chuckles of Oz, which is always a great story, The Wizard of Oz. It's a great new cast. We've got Dorothy and the Wicked Witch of the West, the Good Witch of the North, Scarecrow, Tin Man, the Lion, Toto, even the dog. it's a really great show. It's excellent. We're touring everywhere with that, and we're also in between times working nightclubs doing PAs where we meet and greet everybody, you know, photographs and stuff. They're good fun, but they are tiring. I didn't get to bed till 3 o'clock this morning, but it's good fun. It's a complete change of stuff for us, you know. That people were saying, oh, you've got a completely new audience there. I said, no, they've just grown up with us.
I was going to...
You know, the 1987 was the first series, Juggle Vision. 2010 was the last series. So anybody in between are sort of out clubbing now. You know, the clubs are full wherever we go.
I was going to say, I read on Twitter that you said you were going to have a few sherbets last night, did you?
I did. I had a bit more than a sherbet or two, yes. It was... dancing all night long, I'm afraid. Hopefully, most of the Millis fans were doing the same. It was great stuff.